From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Zoe Gruskin with a statewide news update. Congress today passed a massive public lands bill sponsored by Senator Lisa Murkowski. The bill expands national parks and wilderness areas, creates new national monuments, and sends money to states for parks and recreation. Among its 600 pages is a provision to help Alaska Native veterans of the Vietnam War era by allowing them to select up to 160 acres of land. But as Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, critics predict a land grab.
There is some history to this issue. Nelson Ongapak has been working for years to get land for Vietnam War era veterans like himself.
We first raised it with the late Senator Cat Stevens. Yes, it's a long time coming.
The roots go back even further. In 1906, Congress passed a law allowing Alaska Natives to acquire 160-acre allotments. Ongapak's father got an allotment in the Kuskokwim Delta region. Ongapak says the family uses the land to pick berries, fish, and hunt.
When it comes to having a Native allotment, it means a lot more than what a piece of land is for Western society. More like a spiritual tie to the land.
The program ended in 1971 with passage of the Native Claims Settlement Act. But Native veterans and Alaska's congressional delegation have repeatedly tried to extend the application period for veterans who may have missed the deadline because they were serving their country overseas. Congress reopened the program in 1998, but fewer than 300 veterans received allotments. So the current bill removes many restrictions. For one, veterans will no longer have to prove that they occupied or used the land. They can select land anywhere, land they've never seen. Ongapak says he's not focused on that, only on getting allotments for veterans.
Many of them have told me that they're going to be applying on lands that are available where they hunt and fish.
The new bill allows an estimated 2,800 veterans or their heirs to apply for an allotment on vacant land, though they can't choose acreage in a national forest, in wilderness areas, or in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. A variety of other lands are also off limits. Still, environmental groups are concerned. Adam Colton of Alaska Wilderness League says he has no problem with providing equity for Vietnam vets, but he says eliminating the historical use requirement allows applicants to choose land anywhere in the state that's ripe for development.
There could be as much as 500,000 acres of now public lands that Alaskans enjoy for hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation that could be privatized, transferred, sold off.
The bill goes next to the president's desk for his signature. The new allotment application period will run for 5 years, starting from when the regulations are complete, which could take a year or more. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Governor Mike Dunleavy wants to sell the Mount Edgecombe High School Aquatic Center before the brand new $26 million facility has even opened to the public. The pool, which serves the state-run Mount Edgecombe Boarding School in Sitka, is among numerous cuts proposed by the governor in his budget earlier this month. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, however, thinks the pool should be opened and given the chance to pay its own way with revenues at the door. KCAW's Catherine Rose has the story.
Are we allowed to get in or what?
The new Mount Edgecombe Aquatic Center made a big splash among students when it was briefly opened last spring for a quick swim. It was then shuttered until January when students, but not the general public, were allowed in. MEHS Superintendent Janelle Vanoss says the project is important and necessary for instruction at MEHS. It isn't just a luxury pool.
It's been really great to get our kids in swimming. Many of our students come from rural communities that are on the water, but very dangerous water, and not the kind of water that you grow up in recreationally swimming. And so many of our students are in communities that they haven't learned how to swim.
She says they have three classes right now that are using the pool. Some are already strong swimmers, but several are just learning. And it's absolutely integral, she says, that the school gives them the opportunities to learn.
I came from Western Alaska, which is about 50% of our students come from Western Alaska. And that's the area with a the largest, the highest rates of drowning. And so, and, you know, my time out there, it was critical to try and get a swimming pool for that exact reason, for a safety reason.
When Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget was released earlier this month, numerous organizations across the state saw big cuts. Public schools, ferries, higher education. But this capital project was especially near and dear to the heart of Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who now co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee. The governor's budget cuts $250,000 in operating funds that were approved by the legislature last year for the Aquatic Center. The budget also includes a note that says the governor intends to sell or transfer the asset, making that $250,000 in funding unnecessary. So when it comes to the future of the pool, Stedman does not mince words.
I think it's about likely that the state is going to sell Monashkin's High School swimming pool as we are going to sell the governor's mansion with the governor in it. So they can sell the pool with me in it when they sell the governor's mansion with him in it.
Stedman has been focused on getting an aquatic center for MEHS students for over 8 years. They broke ground on the $26 million facility in 2016, and it opened for student use this January. Stedman's hopeful that there's room in the operating budget to keep the pool open for another year so it can begin to make money and pay for itself.
There's language in the operating budget currently proposed by the governor to roll the funds forward for this year of the pool, roll them into 2020. Those funds should enable the pool to operate and substantially close the or generate revenue to offset its operating costs.
And in the meantime, Mount Edgecombe Superintendent Vanoss is unsure what will happen next or how the future of the pool will play out in the legislature.
It's clear that the intentions in the budget is for Mount Edgecombe or the state of Alaska to not be operating the Mount Edgecombe High School Aquatic Center. And, you know, what that may mean is still really, I think, in the discussion phase.
At the very least, it's a loss for Mount Edgecombe students who have finally had a chance to learn to swim. Not that education must always be the top priority. Vanoss says they've been able to open the pool a few times just for fun.
Recreationally, we've got 400 students that, you know, we need to make their life enriching as well as academic. And so it's really great to be able to have some evening swims.
But fun doesn't keep the lights on and the water warm at the Mount Edgecombe High School Aquatic Center. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell sources of hydropower are at extremely low levels. As KSTK's June Leffler reports, the communities will gradually dip into their lake reserves when needed.
All communities are running partly on diesel every day. Ketchikan has been in this situation since September. The Southeast Alaska Power Agency asked these communities to burn diesel to offset their hydropower use. Tyee Lake, which mostly powers Petersburg and Wrangell, is hovering at 2 feet above its reserve level. That could last the communities less than a week. And the weather forecast predicts no rain in the near future. The level is even lower for Swan Lake, which supplies power to Ketchikan. So, at a meeting Monday afternoon, SEPA board members agreed to dip 2 feet deeper into Tyee if needed. Here's SEPA CEO Trey Acteson.
You know, we're going to end up having to lower the draft limit, or you're just going to have to burn 100% diesel. So either way, we're headed that direction with the current weather that we're seeing.
The reserve level is set to hold water available for the most dire situations. That includes dry weather, like we're seeing now. Reserves are also maintained in case a city's diesel generator fails for any reason.
That way, if you do lose a machine, you still have some reserves to cover.
Last week, the board approved dropping Swan Lake's draft limit 2 feet lower as well to help Ketchikan.
That was June Leffler in Wrangell. The SEPA board will meet all day Thursday in Ketchikan. It's 38 degrees with a few clouds at the Juneau International Airport.